of bonds. The easiest one to calculate is a ionic bond. In an ionic bond, what happens is that one atom takes some charge from another atom. So one of the atoms gets positively charged and the other atom gets negatively charged. In the extreme case, one atom just takes completely an electron from the other one. Sodium chloride is almost like this. So sodium easily gives up its electron and becomes positively charged. Chlorine really wants to take the electron, becomes negatively charged. And then the two atoms are bound together because there's a positive and negative charge right next to each other. And we can calculate the strength of this bond by calculating the force with the two atoms right next to each other and then pulling them apart. And at every position, calculating the force. And if you integrate the force through the distance, you'll get the work that's required to separate them. We just separate them to infinite distance, and that will be the dissociation energy. So what we need to do is the force is a Coulomb force, and the integral will take two angstroms, a typical interatomic distance in a molecule, and integrate to infinity of this Coulomb force. And when you do the calculation, you get the energy that you need to break the bond. Turns out to be a few electron volts. In the calculation I did, it was 7 electron volts, but a few electron volts. And this is a good number for an ionic bond, or for bonds in general. A few electron volts is the size of a reasonably strong bond. And ionic bonds are pretty strong bonds. Okay, so that one is fairly easy to understand.